This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As you get to a certain point on the board, you're going, all right, how does this guy help? If there was a guy when we picked at the first round that we're like, yes, this guy's dynamic, he's going to fit here, we would have turned it in. In the second round, we would have done it. We went up and got TJ. Like, we weren't dodging receiver. We were going in, hey, we had the guys stacked where it was. I didn't think it was the deepest class. I'll say that. But, yeah, if it would have worked out, I would have gladly done it. But I'm trying to make sure we got the best team, not the best receiving corps.
Well, there you have it. Bills general manager Brandon Bean. That's from this morning with Jeremy and Joe. Fantastic radio and a great debate. And I think there's a lot to be said for both sides of this wide receiver debate and discussion that's been going on really for over a year now, right? And it continued today. And if you haven't listened to it, you've probably seen it. It's gone pretty viral. The video clip and the interview with Jeremy and Joe with Brandon Bean today on our morning show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. So you can find that, you can hear it, you can listen to it, you can go back on YouTube and watch it. The YouTube stuff is great, by the way. And as I always try to remind everybody, YouTube, you can go find it, you can scroll back and forth, all the morning show, the afternoon show, wherever you want. It's super easy, and it's available in Canada for all Canadian listeners. We had Bill call before, he was in Toronto, and now he can watch on YouTube instead of having to, he can't get it on the app because it couldn't be used. So go wherever you are and check it out. Okay, so listen. Brandon Bean, right there, talking about wide receiver. This goes to the heart of what my main point has been for a while about this stuff, all this. This isn't just wide receiver, folks. This is safety, okay? It's a linebacker. It's mostly, I think receiver's number one, safety's number two for this point I'm about to make. I've been saying this until I'm blue in the face. I'll say it again. You can play GM all you want. You can think the Bills have to do A, B, C to improve their roster or have needs here, have needs there. That's fine and dandy. The Bills don't agree with you. And Brandon Bean doesn't. And you have every right to criticize that. That's what fans do. That's what media does. You have every right to do that. But anytime this came up in the last month, I would tell you, and I tell people here, they don't feel that way about that room. They're more confident and comfortable with it than you are, whether that's wide receiver or safety. We had this huge discussion Thursday morning about safety because suddenly all these national people have the Bills taking a safety, and Malachi Starks and Nick Amemori. And I'm like, I have no idea what's going on here. I can tell you I know the Bills like their safeties. You might not like them, but they do. What are we doing? Like, why would they? They're not taking a safety in the first round. If Malachi Starks was there, I still don't think they would have taken him. I don't know that for sure. But he wasn't. They didn't take Nick Amemori. He was there. And then it comes to wide receiver. And again, I'll go back to the point that I've made. From a Bills perspective, you just heard Brandon Bean say it right there. And if it wasn't right there in that clip, it's in the interview. From a Bills perspective, from Brandon Bean's perspective, they go out and get a wide receiver. They draft one early. It's where is he playing right now? You, WGR listener right now, Bills fan, could say, well, he should play over Keon Coleman. He could play over Joshua Palmer. Great. I'm telling you right now, it's just not how the Bills see it. Khalil Shakir is clearly their number one receiver. Now, not number one in the sense of a Justin Jefferson number one, a Jamar Chase number one. Those are very hard to find. I mean, number one is the main guy on the team. Okay? Khalil Shakir. You have Keon Coleman, who was drafted with the very first pick of the second round last year, who they felt was really starting to come around until the injury. Sean McDermott even used the word dominant when he talked about his season and where he was going. They just paid Joshua Palmer $9 million a year. Again, for right or wrong. I'm not here to defend it. I'm here to tell you, put yourself in that position and try to understand the reasoning. Curtis Samuel, they paid last year $8 million a year, got nicked up, did not have the season they thought, and he's coming back. And they have an investment in him for the next couple of years, by the way. That's four. The fifth guy, if they were to draft one, could certainly compete with one of these guys, no doubt. And you can make the argument, just make Curtis Samuel the fifth wide receiver. If you're the Bills, do you want to spend that asset on a fourth receiver, though? I think those kinds of guys should come in and be like Keon Coleman last year was the first pick of the second round. Like, he's got to come in and play. There's not room for that. And the larger point here about the whole roster is the pass catchers. It's not just the wide receivers when it comes to this debate. The Bills are banking on Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid, and Curtis Samuel, all three of them, to be healthier and more productive than last year. Is that maybe a lot to ask to roll the dice on those three guys all having that happen? Sure, I could understand that. Valid argument. But even if you got two out of the three, you really raise kind of what you were at the pass catcher spot. I look at the names and I understand where people are coming from. Because you look at NFL teams, you see there's Garrett Wilson on the Jets, there's Tyreek Hill on the Dolphins, there's Ja'Marr Chase on the Bengals, there's Justin Jefferson on the Vikings, and go through and pick out certain guys that are just these traits, these athletic, incredible number one wide receiver traits. Where's my guy? In this day and age of passing, where's my guy? Give my quarterback, my league MVP, that guy. From Brandon Bean's perspective, we didn't have that guy last year and we just scored 31 points a game. We didn't have that guy last year and we just scored the most points overall in the entire NFL, including the Super Bowl champions when you count the playoffs overall in total points. We didn't have that guy last year and Josh Allen completed and won his first MVP ever, despite having that guy the year before and the year before and the year before in Stephon Diggs. So you can have these discussions all you want about how much they need to add to the wide receiver room. And I don't begrudge anybody who says that. But it's clear the Bills feel okay with where they are. And be quite honest with you, they kind of have scoreboard on their side. No, they didn't win the Super Bowl. I get it. But they did do all those things. They did with this group. I don't think that the Mac Hollins, like, you want to get into, they had Mac Hollins and Amari Cooper. Yeah, I know. I don't think it moves the needle for me that much because Hollins was a nice player. I mean, he was a guy that a lot of you thought he wouldn't even make the team when they signed him last year. Amari Cooper is a nice player. He didn't really do much after they traded for him. So I think that's kind of off to the side for me. It's a great discussion. It's a great debate. Okay, the other ones are real quick. I told you I'd do this. I said safety. Like, folks, if they would have drafted a safety to play over Taylor Rapp or Cole Bishop, because you have to if you're going to draft one in that early, first round, if they were going to do that, I mean, yeah, you could get an elite talent. It might take a little while, and then you'd be kind of neglecting the other areas where you needed to get better. And that's why I don't think the Bills were ever going to do that. The other one was linebacker. That's one that I thought they could take a guy. They could bring in a guy. They could draft someone. But it was never to be a regular player. It would always be for depth and special teams, and let's see where this goes with Matt Milano going into the final year of his contract. Can Dorian Williams take another step and become, you know, a guy that can do a little bit more of everything they need him to? Will Joe Andreessen still maintain what he started off as we saw last year? What do they think about Eddie Ulofosio? Can Baylen Specter stay healthy? A lot of questions there, but I think right now what you're looking at linebacker is them going, hey, we only play two of them. We really like the guys we have. And you know how they can be better? Let's get a corner and let's get defensive tackles to keep people off of them. I thought they might. They didn't. But those were the areas. Another one was punter. I know people aren't confident in what the Bills have, punter, but let me get you the give you the Bills side, like I always do here. The Bills side of that is, first of all, they don't punt that much, okay? Secondly, they're not going to punt even as much this year because of the new kickoff rules with the touchbacks. That's actually going to decrease punts as well. It already did last year, and now it's even more so. And I want to remind everybody, they do have a guy named Jake Camarda who actually was fifth in the NFL for two straight years in yards per punt. Last year he was on the Bucs. They had a special teams coordinator change. He didn't mesh well with them. They released him. So that's kind of what happened there. All right, let's get to a couple phone calls. Bill in Old Forge. Hi, Bill. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Hey, Sal, first of all, I would never waste a draft pick on a punter or kicker at all. I did when I was in college, but regardless of that, I don't know people are complaining about that. Regardless, look, man, my opinion of Brandon Bean at this point, he's been here long enough. To me, he's just been average and sometimes just poor. And my thing is this. You know what? If we didn't have to draft another corner this year because his first-round pick, Elam, wasn't a bust, maybe we could have drafted a receiver in the first two rounds or maybe even the first round. And his argument with those guys this morning, I think he's completely wrong. All the stuff you're saying can be true. Both things can be true, like you said. But my point is this. As long as Josh Allen is the quarterback of your football team, I think your number one priority, regardless of any other position on the team, I don't care what it is to get him a top guy, a top receiver to throw the ball to. And, yeah, everyone eats, and all this whole narrative of we have a bunch of average guys. Allen makes them better. They're going to score 30 points a game. But my point is this. Sometimes it looks like a struggle against a good team to score points when we get in those tough games, those dogfight games. And maybe, just maybe, if you got him a top guy, like some of the receivers you mentioned, the Burrow has, Prescott has, name your quarterback, right? You get him a top guy, maybe it's not so much of a struggle. Maybe there's a receiver that can take over a game that some of these guys have. Get him the guy. So Allen doesn't have to be Superman all the time in these big games. And maybe we could score 40 points instead of the 30 points, which is good, but maybe we could score 40 points instead of the 30, and maybe we can finally get over the hump and get to a Super Bowl. And I'm going to end with this. Again, both things can be true, but I think Bean's missing the point. I think most people think that as long as Allen's your quarterback, you should be trying to prioritize the receiver position with a star, if you can get one, to help him out. And obviously thinks there is an issue there because every year it seems like halfway through the season we do address it with an Amari Cooper or somebody like that. But that's my take on it. But
I got you, Bill. I got you, Bill. No, thanks for the call. I'm gonna run. I got you there. Elam was a miss, no doubt. I don't know if you can draw a direct correlation to then they would have drafted a receiver because I think you have the philosophy on the receiver that's the baseline here, right? So I don't think you can draw a direct correlation from if Elam had worked out, you could draft a wide receiver. Yes, it wouldn't be a need at corner. It doesn't mean that you still wouldn't draft a defensive tackle. But I agree with you. Yeah, Elam was a miss for sure. I don't agree that he's been average to poor. Again, I think that he's built a solid roster here all around. Maybe missing those top-end talented guys that really are, you know, voted to Pro Bowls and winning All-Pro nods. That's not happened necessarily, but I don't think he's been average to poor. And the final thing is, I just want to say, 40 points a game. What? Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, that would be it'd be unbelievably historic. If that's what you think it would take to win, I think the Bills feel, how about we also keep teams down and not even have to score 30 necessarily in games? But I do agree with you, Bill. It was a struggle at times when you saw it, even though they did score over 30 points a game 8 straight weeks. There were a few times where it felt like it was grinding, but you get the Brandon Bean's point, and I appreciate the call. Denny in Middlebury. Hi, Denny.
Hey, how's it going, Sal?
Good, bud.
After the last call, I know that I know how Bean feels. The one thing I did want to mention to Bean, though, I know he's not listening, but Marv Levy once said, the moment you start listening to the fans is the moment you start sitting with them. So while he might not have liked the wide receiver talk coming out about it, definitely wasn't the best in his interest. Just based on the other call, we did go offense the last 2 years in wide receiver and tight end.
They did.
We desperately, just like you said, need to keep people down. It's not a narrative that we scored 30 points a game. It is a fact. So if we are scoring 30 points a game and we are not winning every game, that means that the other side of the ball needs help. Not only did Bean draft one of the two most important positions, but he drafted two of each. We got two DTs. We got two quarterbacks. So we know that we kind of hedge our bets. If one of them doesn't work out, the other one is going to. So this was a defensive year based upon the fact of everything we did last year on offense didn't win us a Super Bowl. We need defense to win a Super Bowl, and that's what he did.
All right, Denny, good call. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Denny calling from a 1970s record player, apparently. I love it, though. Gonna go, that was Denny. Now let's go to Stairway to Heaven. That was great. We'll take a timeout. Good show today. Good debate. Good calls. Let's keep it rolling. Sabres live at noon, but we'll come back after this timeout to wrap up the Monday Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.